Downtown Springdale's landscape is going to have an alteration soon. A warehouse at Main and Meadow, owned by the Art Center of the Ozarks, will be demolished so the ACO can create green space and parking for patrons. But before that warehouse goes down, there will be a wrecking ball party. Artists and musicians will combine for a one-time-only night of interactive art on the evening of May 30th. Yesterday, Tim Ferris, who is the technical director for the party, and Benjamin Del Shreve, one of the musicians scheduled to play, came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Tim says the organizers have decided to celebrate all kinds of changes for Springdale.
This building will be what they call razed or torn down at the end of the event. So it's a one-time event to celebrate the artistic community before we tear it down.
Ben, have you ever played in a place that you knew as soon as you were done was going to have the bulldozers come by?
That's a good question. I don't know that I've ever had that. I've treated stages like that was going to happen and got in trouble after the performance, but I don't think it's ever been an actual thing before. Yeah. I was thinking about that this afternoon. I was like, that is kind of a freeing thought. Like, of course, I'm playing an acoustic set this time, so I'm kind of missing out. If it was a full band thing, I guess that'd be a good time to kind of knock a hole in the wall or something like that.
Rock it, yeah.
So poor me. I'm not going to hurt my ukulele. That'd be...
No, don't do that.
That'd be cutting your nose off to spite your face.
Yeah, yes. Just like rock and roll. Yeah. They're like, no, it's not.
Yeah. Well, Tim, as technical director, I mean, and you're putting together a venue in a place that is on limited time, mm-hmm. What's going to be in there? You have carte blanche, I suppose.
Absolutely. I mean, so the whole start of this process was to clear some of the stuff that was in the building and then create this blank canvas. And, you know, it was seemingly already that way. We just had to get the stuff out of the way. And so, you know, the artists that have come in, Matt Miller, Sasha and his brother, and Sauer, just literally had a blank canvas, which was odd for them, and it's difficult to start. From what I understand, it's like a blank page before you start your writing process. It was really blank walls and creating that blank canvas for the artists to work. Yeah. The wrecking ball, I feel like, is going to be one of those experiences because there will be so much stimulation, both artistically, musically, the food that's there, the people that will be there. All of those things will come together at one, you know, point in time.
Yeah.
And that's important.
It's kind of interesting. You know, and it's definitely a constant muse of mine, but the idea of one's finality, mm-hmm. and letting that be a muse. You know, I read in a book, I think it was actually a Christian book, Wild at Heart. Okay. It was talking about there's no man more dangerous than the man who's reckoned with his own death. And I thought that was such a powerful statement, and that's worth living by right there, you
Absolutely.
Know. But when you actually realize this may be the last time you sing this song, mm-hmm. this may be the last time you paint a picture, or... You know, for you know, the listeners out there or the people who aren't necessarily artists, how many people have you already seen for the last time?
Mm-hmm.
You may never know.
Yeah.
So you should always treat it like that might be the case, and you know, love, love, love.
Brings a little bit more passion to an experience,
but
doesn't it?
The truth of the matter is that you always might be at your twilight.
Yeah. Yeah.
One can never know.
No.
And you never know about those that you love around you, you know. Those grudges we hold that we think are so sacred are nothing once someone passes, and we don't realize it till then, sadly.
Makes getting upset over that, not getting that parking space a little less important,
yeah.
right?
It's like, yeah. That was my parking slot.
Yeah. I'm going to pump the brakes and just keep my zen for now and just realize this is not a big deal.
But like Ben said, it's about love. I mean, that's a driving force. And love creates community and creates people coming together. Mm-hmm. That's extremely important, once again.
I don't mean any disrespect for this, what I'm about to say, Tim, but there are going to be people who hear this description. Okay, there's interactive art, there's Matt Miller, there's Benjamin Del Shreve, there's stuff going on in Springdale.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not, for a lot of people, especially maybe people who live outside of Springdale, that's not where they go.
Right, in their mind.
Thinking. Right.
But conceptually thinking, when you look at Northwest Arkansas as a whole, it's right in the middle of everything. So if we don't isolate ourselves to one particular area, then branching to that is not that difficult, either from south or from the north. And this is the first one, the first and the last one with the ACO wrecking ball. But for the area as a whole, I think keep that in the back of your mind because it in and of itself is a blank canvas. And I live, work, and play all within the area. It's extremely bohemian, if you will. It's just a much slower pace. It's a nice pace.
part of the bill at the Wrecking Ball Party on Friday, May 30th, is Benjamin Del Shreve playing solo. And yesterday, inside Furman Garner, he played a new song inspired by his newfound love of the mandolin and the role a local landmark played in helping him change his life.
It's a storyteller song. First verse is talking about my mom. Second verse is talking about youthful angst, you know, whenever you feel yourself kind of fighting with yourself because you just want to either conquer the world or burn it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Other part just talks about, very allegorically acknowledges my rougher time in life and how I acted. And then in finality, though, it ends me up on Mount Sequoia, where I would go, especially last summer on a regular routine, I would end up there meditating, just sitting quietly and just listening. And, you know, just saying, you know, speak to me, Lord, I'm listening. Speak through me, I'm willing. Mm-hmm. You know, keep my, you know, in my heart, my hands were up, just saying, you want to give me something, give it to me. You want to take it, you take it. You know, I'm at peace. Mm-hmm. And so the name of the song is Mount Sequoia.
I could find her in the morning, humming in the mirror. She'd stand there like a lighthouse with an ocean smile, like a color that I yet to see. Like a fragrance that I yet to smell. At the start of every season, we are nicer than in the center of a snowfall. We all want a summer swim like a baby that'll only smile at me, like maybe. Oh, when you need a sure damn thing. Mount Sequoia, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mount Sequoia, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mount Sequoia, yeah, 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 yeah. Her eyes told me she had a baby. Her body told me no such thing. She swallowed fire while I was singing. What a pair we'd make, like a circus. She'd fallen past an open window, like the sound of a football game, skipping across a quiet pond. Mount Sequoia, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mount Sequoia, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mount Sequoia, yeah, 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 and I hear my train a-coming. I'm being getting on a plane. All my old shoes and dead flowers will expound upon my name, Mount Sequoia. Sunset in the rain. I guess I sought the shade. I sought the shade of a single tree. I guess I sought the shade. I sought the shade of a single tree.
Benjamin Del Shreve will play an acoustic set at the Wrecking Ball Party in the soon-to-be-extinct Art Center of the Ozarks Warehouse on Friday, May 30th. The warehouse is located at the corner of Main Street and Meadow Avenue in downtown Springdale. Also scheduled to participate that night are musicians Waterwalk, Unza, Woody and Sunshine, Chris Cash, and DJ Aboriginal.